American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the internet for Monday, October 31st, 2005. The Halloween special of Newsreel, a walk global sitwep for core political tyranny, technology, and transfer your headspace and timing. And I draw your attention into how I am not speaking with a Transylvanian accent, because everybody does that. Bleh, welcome to Newsreel. You know, whatever.
So corny.
Super corny, which, of course, I'm all about the corn, but not on this particular show, because we'd like to do something kind of unique. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to us, you are as well. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, and you can get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rand Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, SRN1, and any seashells you pick up along the seashore will be broadcasting Rand Radio at 9 o'clock every morning. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way that you see fit. And right off the top, I want to send a big thank you out, because I figured since, you know, this is the Halloween special.
Yes.
You know, we got to do something with the Insane Clown Posse. And we have Plasmonic Grid sent me some Faygo. I've got Faygo in three flavors. I have cola, yeah, root beer, and cream soda up here in the Great White Canada, where we don't have Faygo.
That's right.
So
and, I have chosen root beer.
Okay, so I'm going to open mine and crack this stuff here.
He's having a little trouble here.
I think we got that. I don't know if we got the hiss there. I don't know what Faygo tastes like. I've never had it before. Now I'm going to try to screw off this top here with one hand to hold the mic.
I've got mine off. There we go.
Okay, you want to get mine off too?
Okay.
I gotta get the bag and take the lid off my pop because I'm too busy doing other stuff. Holy crap! Have you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Should I take mine first and then I'll
Yeah,
get mine,
go ahead. Mine. Tell us how the
first
cola.
First sip is always big.
Okay, that's
so
right.
Faygo cola.
It is in plastic, so.
Yeah, it is in plastic, yeah. Which is, you know, probably toss it. Here
yeah.
we go.
Yum, yum, yum. Down goes the cola. That was compared to other colas you've tasted in the past.
Tastes a lot like Jolt.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't like Jolt.
Well,
it has a very metallic taste to me. Jolt.
Okay, well, what's the root beer taste like? Let's see. And up to the lips, down the hatch, and the vegan says...
No aftertaste, like gone, which is unfortunate, because I really like the taste of root beer.
Yeah?
But the actual taste is very good.
Do you want to swap spit here? We'll see if you can try the cola. I'll try the root beer.
Okay.
All right.
Riveting radio here.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Not much for the cola there.
Not much for cola, but
no aftertaste on that,
you know,
either,
root beer,
which is
I'm
pretty
not
good.
Bad, I'm not bad on the. I'm not bad. This is actually pretty goddamn good cola.
Yeah.
In the land of colas.
It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. I was kind of a little afraid.
The root beer's pretty good, but no aftertaste on either.
It says here that we've got 110 calories, no fat, 30 milligrams of sodium, 29 carbs, 28 grams of sugar, and no protein. Contains carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, caramel coloring, phosphoric acid, citric acid, natural flavor, and caffeine. It's actually not fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who would ever think that drinking this stuff would turn you into an insane clown painting yourself around with an axe?
I can feel the paint coming onto my face right now.
I don't care. I just suddenly don't give a fuck. But let's get into some feedback right off the top. Now I have to try to drink Faygo and do the show.
I don't think you can.
Well, you'll have to do some talking this show. Drink. Yes. Fucker, I like this cola. Now the first one's free. Next one to be like, would you like some more Faygo, Sean?
Oh,
it will cost you $3,000.
That's right. He's got you hooked on imported caffeinated beverages.
That's right. Speaking of imported, though,
yes,
you're running out of Skittles. Now, what's the score
completely
with that?
Completely out of Skittles.
So, now, what is the deal for those just tuning in at home? What's the deal with Skittles?
Well, the deal with the Skittles is, Skittles are very tasty, and I like them. and I ate them before I was vegetarian.
Right.
But the problem with Skittles is they aren't vegetarian in North America.
Wait, how can they be not vegetarian? What the hell is made of?
Well, pretty much any kind of chewy candy, it contains something called gelatin. Well, that's a very nice name for bones of pigs and sinew and tendons and ground up stuff that they don't really use for eating. And all that stuff's very chewy and gooey, so they put in lots of chewy candies. So, therefore, it is in Skittles. Not really like eating animal bones.
Okay, well, but the stuff from England, right, that had chewy stuff in...
Yeah.
That didn't have gelatin.
That's right. So the stuff in the UK does not have gelatin in it.
Well, and you're set.
No problem. Not quite.
Well, what's wrong now?
Well, the stuff from the European Union stuff, like it has all the different languages on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It has...
Nomad cow Skittles.
Bug spit in it.
It has bug spit?
Not bug spit, but it has bug juices.
Like ground up bugs.
Yeah, ground up bugs in the Skittles. Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty gross.
So, it's a bug, right?
That's right.
Other animals eat bugs.
Yeah, but I don't. So no bugs for me.
All right, so the stuff from the UK has got bugs.
No good. But I did get some once from Australia.
Australia?
And amazingly enough, I guess they have a low a number of bugs in Australia.
I disagree.
That they can't squish. Well, they don't use them anyway.
They're probably too afraid of the fucking bugs in Australia.
Could be too big.
Are you kidding? Like, bugs, they massacred a whole village down there. There was a bunch of beetles that killed a whole bunch of people in Australia
That's
just like 2 years ago. Yeah, really bad. The bug problem is like nuts. Sorry.
That's crazy.
Well, there's beetles. You know that movie, Eight-Legged Freaks?
Yeah.
Filmed in Australia.
Yeah. And they didn't even use CG.
Road Warrior. Yeah, Road Warrior. Filmed in Australia. Yeah. Yeah, that's why they got all that. It's all that shit's filmed in Australia. Romper Stomper. Again, yeah. Australia.
Yeah, all the scary movies.
You betcha.
So the
Matrix?
Ones from Australia. In Australia.
No, New Zealand. Oh, no, wait. No.
You will. Watch out.
Matrix. Again, Australia.
Boy, that was Australia.
Yeah, what are you doing? Sorry. Lord of the Rings was New Zealand.
Yes, right.
Yes, that's right. Which is cooler, Lord of the Rings, Matrix?
Lord of the Rings.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'd have to say, yeah. The first Matrix, if all
Very
three
cool.
were as good as the first Matrix, I'd be like,
Matrix,
yeah.
Yeah, be right up there.
The problem is that we all wanted the second and third Matrix movies to be
so good.
To be so good, and they weren't. They weren't. Peter Jackson's doing that new one, though. What's he doing? He's doing the...
he's doing the monkey movie. It's first.
3 fucking hours of Kong, man. That's
good.
What I'm saying. 3 hours of, I don't know.
I'll sit there for 10 hours if it's
fuck,
good.
Oh, man. I can't handle King Kong. You know, it's an ape. He gets fucking geeked, you know.
There's dinosaurs and
That's true.
Stuff
he does
like
have the
that.
T-Rex.
That's
He's
awesome.
Sticking with the classic where it's Kong versus the T-Rex.
Yeah, and Peter Jackson, no CG.
Yeah.
He knows it.
Yeah, he knows epic battle.
Yep.
He does know epic battle. He knows CG.
That's right.
All right.
He knows drama.
That's because
of hugging for 2 hours.
Because if you've ever seen Dead Alive, he's had to do so much with so little.
That's
you
right.
know, so like
more blood.
More blood. He was in that movie, eh?
Was he?
In Dead Alive. Yeah, he was the guy. He put his sandwich on the corpse, and then when the corpse was writhing on his way, he picked up the sandwich and took a bite out of the sandwich that had blood all over it.
I don't remember
him
in there.
He was an assistant in Dead Alive, yeah.
I watched that way before I really knew Peter Jackson, what he looked like, so.
Well, you have to get the version that's not banned because it has one of the greatest movie lines ever in it where an Australian Roman Catholic priest jumps into a graveyard and goes, "I kick ass for the Lord!" And he kung fu's a bunch of fucking zombies. It's pretty hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So anybody who can actually put in a film, "I kick ass for the Lord." I mean, Peter Jackson is kind of cooler than George Lucas was.
Yes.
I mean, he's like George A. Romero gone Lucas.
Yes.
And that's pretty much, that's a good description. It'd be like, and he's still super nerd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Loving that shit.
He's got the awkward beard going
on. He's got the bad math beard. He's got the he's all about like he's doing Narnia. Is he doing Narnia? He's doing no. Somebody
don't
else.
Know about that. No,
yeah,
I don't.
No, he's
think
doing
so.
King Kong.
Yep.
He's like, I don't want to do Narnia. I did fucking Lord of the Rings. I don't want to do Narnia.
Yeah, you got to change it up, right?
You know what I heard though? Dirty rumor. You know who I heard got the rights to Ghost in the Shell to make a movie out of it?
What, a real life movie?
Apparently, a film. A film. That's all I know.
Okay. Who?
James Cameron.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Ooh.
Aliens boy. Yeah, may not fuck that up. May not
I
fuck
hope
that
not.
Up.
He's he does good. Some good stuff.
He's good for drugs. Terminator. Terminator
yeah.
2.
Yeah. He's got some good stuff under his belt.
Ghost in the Shell, Cyborgs.
Oh, he knows cyborgs.
Knows aliens. Knows science fiction.
If he does it right, it's going to be awesome.
It'll be fucking horny.
And I think
if he does
can.
It wrong,
I think
I'll
he can
him.
Do it right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he'll be okay.
He was in a cameo in Aliens, too. He was the doctor. in Aliens.
Really?
In the beginning, yeah. In the very beginning of the movie where he goes, "Nurse, get in here!" And she's having that nightmare and she's all thrashing. Yeah. That's James Cameron.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he does a cameo.
So to wrap it right around again, is any Australians listening? Oh. I know we got a big
Peter
listenership.
Peter Jackson, if you're listening.
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson.
And you're in Australia
and
at the time.
And you happen to be down there.
Actually, they probably both, New Zealand and Australia, probably have the both same
yeah,
Skittles.
So we need Australian Skittles.
Yes, badly.
Please. And which is so much, not, that's not so much to beg for.
No, know. They're cheap.
I mean, we provide you with so much, and all we want.
So
if everyone within the sound of my voice could send me some Australian Skittles, I could feed a vegan, and he could put on some weight. Because he'll
great.
Eat them. No, seriously, he will eat them.
Oh, yeah. I
like,
love
he fucking
them.
Powers
oh, my God.
Through these things. So,
somebody sent me a box of them, yeah. And I just, they're gone.
How long did it take you to go through a crate?
They sent me three big bags and three small bags, and that was a week.
Really?
Yeah.
My God, sugar fiends.
Yeah, I went overboard.
Nice.
But you're like, you don't have them for 2 years.
Drunken and Skittle frenzy.
I was on the couch, passed out, bags everywhere.
Yeah, bags everywhere.
My mouth stained with red and blue colors everywhere.
He's got the wall playing Skittles. Yeah. Fucking having a good time. Naked on the couch.
That's right.
All right. So if you want to do that, please do. And you can send it. Just go to the Rant Radio website. Click
on contact
the,
or whatever.
Contact
click on contact.
And go there. And yeah. We need Skittles, please, yeah. For Sam. Not for me.
No.
I don't want Skittles. If I was actually, we're out of stuff for people to send us now. Because it's every now and again, this is kind of funny. I'll be honest with you. Every now and again, I'll find something that I want that won't cost an arm and a leg. And
it's
I just
rare.
It
it's just hard to
it's
find.
It's just like that,
yeah.
that Ghost in the Shell album. That I wanted, that tribute, electronic tribute album.
Right.
I said, I want that. And like 2 weeks later, I had it. I was like, oh. And
so
I'm like,
good.
I'm like, oh, power out. I'm in the shower, you know, singing heavy metal and stuff like that. Because I think, you know, I am battle, you know, pretty much.
Yeah.
So now, what are we going to go after now? Well, we got the
besides the Skittles.
Besides
yeah.
the Skittles.
I don't know. I want for naught.
I want for naught, too. I'm pretty good on the on the one here.
Yeah. I don't know. Anything rare?
Flying cars. Flying car would be
flying
good.
Car, yeah.
Flying car would be hot. Be cool to get something from the Vatican.
Terminal City Ricochet.
Nobody has Terminal City Ricochet.
It's a movie with Jella Biafra in it.
And it was never fucking made. It's impossible.
It's, no,
to,
it was,
I've seen it.
It was made. It's shown on TV, but you can't buy it anywhere.
Well, if it's shown on TV, you can get it.
You can get it from a TV company.
Whatever.
Yeah,
well, no,
you
can
get
tape
it.
You can tape it. Somebody sees it somewhere.
Shown. Yeah.
So somebody's maybe on satellite. Somebody out there.
Yeah.
You know, we can put it out to the WOGs that we are after Sim. Is after Terminal City Ricochet.
Yep.
I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a poo movie.
Yeah.
But Jell-O was involved with this. It's kind of it's really relevant for today. It's your favorite food, blue. No, it's your favorite flavor, blue, because he's giving it all these different food. Their food's like this paste, and it's like red and blue. It's your favorite kind, blue. Yeah,
blue.
It's really sad, yeah. Lots of Jell-O's humor in there. But seriously, though, seriously, if anyone has a copy of Terminal City Ricochet, we've been after that. We've been after that.
For the whole time.
Since day one.
Day one. Nobody's found it.
Terminal City Ricochet. We give it to you, the WOGs, the WOG Armada, here on this Halloween special. Please, Lord, help us. Deliver onto us, O server. Terminal City Ricochet. Okay,
right.
So, now then, dear Sean, in the last issue of PC Gamer, November 2005, there's an article on page 44 that talks about violence in video games and the direct impacts on kids and teens playing said violent games. Now, it's not what you're thinking. As you probably already knew, the news and politicians are wrong. And this article illustrates it very clearly using a graph created by the U.S. Department of Justice, which depicts a drastic fall in violent crimes in teens. And the magazine has put a timeline with the release of games like Grand Theft Auto and PS2 hitting the market and so forth. The graph has a steady decline in violent crimes when it looks like 1993 to 2003, which is where the graph stops in the mag. In conclusion, I drew from this article is, as more violent games are in the media, it has the reverse effect on the population than what the media claims. People are using violent games as an outlet to vent so they don't go postal and kill everyone. nice play on words there. Now, there are always exceptions and tragedies do happen, but in every case, there are things that a responsible adult could have done to prevent tragedy, which is true. Case in point, now it's not a video game, but it still applies. A kid with Down syndrome, I grew up, saw Terminator 2, and you know the part where Arnold rips his skin off and shows he's the Terminator, so the black guy in his family, well, this kid thought he was the Terminator, a few days later tried the same thing with a kitchen knife.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Ow.
He asked for from his mother and was able to pull the skin up a good 4 inches on his arm before he passed out.
Look, Mom.
Wow. He pulled the skin 4 inches up off of his arm? 4 inches.
That's a lot.
I'd cut it myself, and I'd be like, fuck this.
4 inches. Luckily, he's okay now. But his parents had asked him what he was going to do with the knife, or better yet, talk to him about the fantasy reality, or never gave him access to the movie in the first place, he wouldn't have to go for like 100 stitches on his left arm. It's a hell of a story, though.
Yeah.
Parents thought about trying to sue, but decided against it after they saw that they were in error. Well, I hope you pick up the mag. It's one with a good ad for a game called Fear on the Cover. Peace and gamer grace, Grundle Boy. So, very, very cool. Now, this is going directly against good guys like Grossman, on Killing Guy, as he's a big proponent, saying, these games teach people to kill. Well, yeah.
In the game.
And this is the first piece of evidence I've seen that's a solid piece of evidence. Not just like, no, I like them, so they're good.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty solid piece of evidence. So that's handy to know.
Yeah, violence has gone down, but in the media, they've hyped it up, of course, because, well.
Oh, because it's the world's greatest thing to hype.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who gives a
kids
shit?
Kids are killing each other.
Kids
these
are killing
games.
Each other. It's fucking evil. Oh, my God. Wow, this bagel's really good.
Yeah?
I'm grooving on this. Yeah, I haven't had a cola in, like.
I never drink pop because. Yeah,
I haven't had a cola in forever. Maybe this bagel will be like the first time we'll be like all like, you know, heading down to 7-Eleven later and like.
That's right, crossing the border.
Yeah.
Where's your Faygo?
They don't have Faygo. You have to go to Detroit.
Washington. I've never even seen Faygo
in
the West Coast.
No, you have to go to Detroit to get Faygo.
Like, wow.
So, you know. Anyway, dear Sean, I hate to point out a detail like that.
But I will.
But here it comes. Now this one's a good one.
This one's a good one.
In episode 211.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Good Christ. When you were talking about death camps in Auschwitz, you said this. Everyone is claiming, we didn't know all the surrounding towns around Auschwitz. We didn't know that there was death camps there. Auschwitz is located in Poland, and it is called, now that didn't translate in the email, so it's come across as some weird fucking word, which it was all garbled. There's numbers and symbols in it, so whatever that word was,
yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Pronounceable.
Death camps were there to kill as many Polish people and Jews as possible. My country was the first and biggest victim of Nazi Germany World War II. It's true, they annexed Poland.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. I'm sure this is just a mistake. You're not implying that somehow we ignored death camps. No, well, because you were invaded, hello, and allowed 1.1 million Jews and 150,000 Polacks to be slaughtered there. Unlike the France, we were fighting until the end of the war, and most of our cities were razed to the ground. Well, yes, okay, you were invaded, and I absolutely did make a huge mistake in using Auschwitz as that example. But not just the Polish people in the surrounding areas. Of course, you're occupied, you're fucking invaded. Okay, yeah. So, and millions of your own people are dying, so I'm sure that you weren't so keen on that. Okay, the Polish were not so keen on the death camp. Because it was their own people dying there. I'm sure that if the Jews were running the death camps, we'd be like, whoa, wait a minute. Hang on. We're killing our own people. That's not so good. So, now, there are other death camps, though.
You're talking about the ones in Germany and the
German
people.
Yeah, the ones that, the German people. Because, like, who designed these things? Who built these fucking things?
Somebody did.
Like, somebody.
They have families.
Somebody somewhere is building this gigantic fucking gas chamber going, geez, I wonder what they're building this gas chamber for. I got these ovens here. I guess they're making a bunch of pizza for everybody else in the camp.
They could have thought it's for animals, gassing sick animals.
There's
or
people
something.
Selling resources. Jeez, I wonder why they need all Bayer, the guys who made the aspirin. I wonder why they need all this Cyclone B farm. I'm going to say they must have a real big pest problem.
Why do they need these forms that say Jew on them and homosexual and they need to punch them out? And
that's right,
and
IBM.
Put numbers.
Yeah, when IBM was running all the logistics, the database for tracking what to do and the
running
products,
them, maintaining
the
them.
Buying and selling, you know, human organs and like skin lamps and making fucking bones and cutlery.
There's a lot of people
bones.
Involved in this.
Yeah, there wasn't just the Nazis. Okay, there's a lot of asshole. Ralph Lauren, you know, designing. Of course, you can't really. Well, I don't know if I'd shoot Ralph Lauren for just designing the clothes. They were pretty snappy uniforms.
Like, did they go down to the store and buy them, or you order them directly from the factory?
Oh, no, no. Ralph Lauren specifically designed the SS uniforms.
Like, designed.
Designed them. Bayer, as in Bayer Aspirin, specifically designed Cyclone B. Okay, like, it wasn't like, yeah, we made this gas. No, no,
they
no.
They are
no,
corporations,
no.
And they want the money.
That's right.
Bottom
That's
line.
Right. So, and after it's all done, it's like, oh, it was all the Nazis. It wasn't business at all. There's
we
no
didn't
business
know.
Anymore. Fuck that. Fuck that. So, absolutely, Garrett, man, from Poland, my apologies. And this time I
Mistakes
will apologize
happen.
Because that was a bad example.
Yep.
You know, and I'm not the most brightest guy in the world sometimes, so I fuck up all the time, as a bunch of this feedback points out. Now, remember last time we were talking, I was talking about a Hail Mary? I didn't know what the fuck a Hail Mary was. I'm like, a Hail Mary?
Yeah, it's something you say, right? I don't know anything about religion.
Well, apparently it says here, just a quick note, a Hail Mary is an American football term.
I think it predates
football, it does, but this is what it was being used for.
Okay.
It said it was referring to a play where the ball is punted all the way to the other side of the field, 300 feet, 100 yards, or many meters. An effective play when it works, but fails most of the time. So a Hail Mary is often used when there are only a few seconds left in the game and the team is in possession and is down by 6 points or so.
Oh, it's like a prayer.
Yeah.
This is our only prayer. We got to do this one thing.
Hail Mary, so named for the Catholic prayer, often chanted by Catholic football players before the play.
Because God's going to help you win the fucking game.
That's right. Hail Mary, full of grace, Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed are the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for sinners. And now at the time, now and at the hour of our death, amen.
Yeah.
Which I've never really understood what the fuck the deal is with Mary.
Yeah.
You know, here and thank you, Cherusa, for sending that in. But I don't really get that whole, like, fucking, like, it's Mary. She cranks up the kid. She's not God in any way. She's
Isn't that all she did?
Yeah.
As far as I
just
know.
Just abroad. Yeah.
She's I've never heard much
some,
more about
some dame,
that.
Some skirt. Yep. And the Catholics are big. They worship Mary.
Yeah, they put, like, make statues.
People
and
see the Virgin Mary on toast. Happens.
Yes,
yep.
That's
they,
right.
They burn it in. It shows up on
did
the walls.
Did she do any miracles? Did,
yep.
did she do anything? Like in real
well, people
life back
apparently,
then?
Apparently people have claimed that they pray to Mary. And
yeah.
Shit goes down when they pray to Mary. They're like, Mary!
Isn't that against their own religion to make statues and stuff?
Which?
No deities and stuff like that?
Well, according to Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, according to Jesus, it's there should be no God before me. You know, like God said, no, nobody other than me. Me,
oh.
me, and me. Then Jesus showed up and said, hey, God sent me, and you get to God through me. But that's it. I'm the only way to God. And then everybody's like, well, what about Mary and all this stuff? Well, Mary's nice, and she's all just a groupie for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know. And let's... What? Oh.
Oh, serious.
That was fucked up. I got scared there. I was like, that's it. God's going to get my dog to eat me.
Through your dog.
Yeah. You totally, the ranger just completely freaked out. Anyway. Scary, scary shit. He's freaking out. You want to check if the Vatican guards outside?
Okay.
You'll recognize them. They wear a lot of red and shit like that.
No, they must be invisible. No, just like God.
Invisible Vatican guards. You know who was based on the Vatican guard? Was the guys in red from Empire Strikes Back, the Emperor's.
They look cool.
Yeah, well, they're based on the Vatican
really
guard.
Really cool.
Yeah, they're red.
And they just stood there.
Red's
looking
cool.
Looking cool.
Looking all badass. Look at
yeah.
me. We're red. We're Emperor's guard. We're bad motherfuckers with our force pikes.
Did they have weapons?
They had force pikes, man.
Really?
Those big fucking sticks.
Oh, wow.
Go check the game stats. Getting nailed with a force pike. Sikes. That's like, wow. I'd rather get stomped on by an AT-AT. Really.
Oh, wow.
Bad
oh, wow.
fucking day. Dear Sean. With all due respect, Jesus, I'm getting the shit beat
Dear
out of
Sean,
me.
You
I
suck.
A shot of
this
Fagos.
Is why. Glug, 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 glug. Mm.
Ugh, Fagos.
Liquid
courage
there.
With all due respect, I feel the overwhelming urge to beat your fucking skull in.
That's what it says, too.
That's what it says. America is not a democracy, you foul Canadian socialist. Okay, perhaps I'm being a smidge overly dramatic.
You're right. It is fixed. We're sorry it's not a democracy.
I heard you say in older episodes of New World that America was a democracy. No, America is not a democracy at all. The Founding Fathers actually called a democracy tyranny of the majority, which I agree with.
Yes.
America is a republic, which is kind of funny because I don't actually know what a republic is. The major focus of this republic is the idea of rights. Rights are based upon property. Rights cannot exist without property.
I don't know about that.
I will take a page from Michael Benedrick at this point. I don't know who he is either. And he said...
So homeless people have no rights then.
And say we got this guy named Murray. So Murray. Murray has a beautiful estate on the hills. Nice house, Murray. He has everything a man could desire. Murray's got a lot of pussy going on.
Yeah.
A man comes in one day and says, Murray, sell me your estate for $50. Murray says what I think we'd all say, fuck you, and continues about his own business.
Yeah.
Well, the gentleman doesn't take kindly to being told to fuck off. So he goes to the town square and says, let's vote. Who wants Murray's estate? We'll divide it equally amongst ourselves. And, well, who wouldn't want a slice of Murray's estate?
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Of course, there's certain advantages of whether or not the rest of the town might... Maybe Murray's got all the food that he's growing on the estate.
Could
know,
be it. We're not seeing Murray's side here.
We're not seeing Murray's side here. We're not seeing the town side
town
either.
Town side,
you
yeah.
Know? Yeah, we're not seeing what's going on. Maybe Murray's a dick, you know?
Maybe Murray killed some people.
Maybe Murray's...
Maybe his hostages.
Maybe Murray built Auschwitz. We don't know.
Maybe.
So property cannot exist within a democracy. Property cannot exist within democracy. Okay.
I see. Because any time it could be voted and taken away.
I urge you to watch Michael Badnerick's constitutional class available on archive.org. Well,
actually, I'd like to watch that.
Sure.
He's the libertarian.
Oh, is he?
guy who ran for president for Libertarian.
Apparently, archive.org has it here. I asked you once before to include it as a daily hack, and I will ask you again.
And this time, you better fucking do it.
You better fucking do it. I love these suggestions I get. What the fuck's wrong with you? You don't listen to my suggestion. Loser. I'll fucking send you harassing emails until you do as I command. But even if you don't, please download it and watch it for your own benefit, you stupid Canadian.
I will,
fuck, actually. Yours truly, Doobie X. Well, actually, you didn't call me a stupid Canadian. Fuck.
No.
But he's probably correct, of course. I mean, now the one thing is, though, is that America is a republic, and they're still taking your land away because they legislated it.
That's right.
We just had fucking news stories on that where they took the land away.
Yeah.
Now,
because we need it for a mall.
Yeah, we need it for a mall, for a marina, whatever.
Because we voted on it and took it away.
Yeah, we're going to, so you have the Senate vote on it, blah, 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 you know. Yeah, there's really no, if the powers that be decide they're going to take your shit, there's really not a lot you can do about it unless you're willing to back it up with what? Force.
Because they've got the power.
That's why there was that whole right to bear arms in there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, which they're starting to lose.
Well, they try and take that away, too.
Oh, yeah.
When they can.
No more guns. Major tragedy. Got to get the guns out of there. Fuck yeah. We wouldn't want people defending themselves when there's a major tragedy. They could hurt somebody. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. You got these fucking crackheads running around trying to take our shit. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking yeah. Floridians, man. I'm all about Florida. I swear to God, man, I'm going to be one of those old motherfuckers retires in Florida.
Get off my lawn, you crackhead.
Fucking, oh, me and my tank driving down the street in Florida. Do-do-de-do. My Apache gun supports and everything. Hey, that motherfucker looked at me. I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to blow you the fuck away. You betcha. Trick or treaters, there's a little demon on my lawn. I hit him with the claymores. Dear Sean. An interesting thing about saying that Arabs are anti-Semites, I never actually said
that. I don't remember
that.
Him saying that.
What I said was that all the religions are against each other. Arabs aren't so happy with Jews. Jews aren't so happy with Arabs. This is what I've seen from the news. I could be wrong.
And then you were commenting about the word anti-Semite and being a specific...
Yeah, I don't really understand that. But anyway, the interesting thing about saying that, not saying that I said that, is that according to Muslim tradition... which has been confirmed by genealogical tests, Arabs are Semites, as well as due to both groups, Arabs and Jews, having a common ancestry. It's like a skinhead black guy. It's an oxymoron. Well, assuming you mean Nazi skinhead black guy, because then you're getting problems where not every skinhead is a racist.
Correct. He just doesn't have any hair in his head.
Yeah, so, and I've seen lots of skinhead black guys.
Yeah.
So they can be a skinhead black guy, but I think, I know what you're saying here, it's like having a neo-Nazi black guy. And neo-Nazi black guys are called, what are they called? An African of Nation Islam is what they're called. They follow Louis Farrakhan, and they actually teach far more hatred than the Nazis did. If you go take a look at this, some of the
much
shit...
Much more that, outright about
oh
it.
Oh my fucking God. Like, if you go listen to some of the crap that Louis Farrakhan spews, that guy is crazier than a shithouse rat. And he's right in America saying all this shit straight out in the open. You know, is that a good thing? I guess you got to believe in it, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
Say what he wants.
Say what he wants. The minute you shoot somebody, well.
It's all over.
You're fucked. Yep.
Can't wait till all the colors kind of mix together and nobody cares anymore.
Yeah, the browning of America. That's what they call that. Yeah, the browning of America. That's kind of a totally like.
Then we can forget all these. Well, back in the day, my people hurt your people.
I think we need to just stop focusing on race. It's like, who fucking cares?
Yeah.
It's like the blue-eyed people. Remember that Star Trek episode, the half blacks and the half whites?
Yes.
You know, and it was like, their left side's black. And my right side's what? My white side's black or whatever. It's fucked up.
They were trying to teach us a lesson there.
Yeah, they were. It was actually a really good episode. It was like, almost like one of the Twilight Zone episodes. They wound up, you know, burning the whole world and these two guys trying to kill each other. It was just retarded. Anyway, that was sent in by Mega Prog Man. Dear Sean, regarding the creepy facts. This is a creepy fucking hell of a
fucking 2012 shit again.
What? What? You don't know?
No, I don't know.
You don't fucking know.
All signs point to 2012.
Well, here's another one. You ready for this one?
Some arbitrary year.
Fuck off. It is not an arbitrary
year. It's foretold.
It was foretold. Fucking right. It's foretold. George Norrie's retiring in 2012, man.
Well, yeah, because after that, there's nothing. Well, might as well retire.
That's what he said. Anyway,
yeah.
Creepy facts about that year. Ready for this one?
Yeah.
It is said. It is written. And with the current number of Elvis impersonators and the speed of their increase, in 2012, 25% of the Earth's population will be Elvis impersonators. That's like 3 billion Elvis impersonators. Okay?
That'd be quite a convention.
Three.
billion, okay? And all of them know karate because Elvis knew karate. So I think we should have the Elvis Army. The army of Elvis. I mean, they all got their uniforms. Just imagine the sequins glittering, you know, their dress uniforms all marching.
That's intimidating. That's got high intimidation factor.
Sideburns everywhere. Large tubbiness. Crazy.
The fat Elvis, yeah.
Good point there, Kreisel. Thank you very much for pointing that out. Very good. Dear Sean. Another shit kicking. Gotta have another shot of Faygo.
Yeah. Takes a bit to keep up with these. I mean.
Goddamn. The Eagles, I like your show and all. I like your show and all.
And all.
And all. I like your show and you're cool and you rock.
But. Is there a butt there?
But.
Yeah, there's the butt.
The Rhino. That's that GPS radio thing?
Right, yeah.
Is not as they say.
Ooh, deceptive.
I hope people are considering the thing and hear this and don't make a bad decision. A high-quality 5-watt GRMS transceiver isn't going to go further than 2 miles at maximum in a wooded or urban environment.
Haven't you been saying 11?
I've been saying, actually, I think it was 15 is what they said. That's what the literature said.
If it's only 2, that's...
That's gay.
That's bad.
Of course...
You could see the guy from there.
Yeah, hey!
He's hand signals.
Of course, the Rhino isn't a high-quality GRMS transceiver, so I wouldn't trust it even less to a mile at best. Rhinos are in the same class as that $25 per pair Walmart FRS radios that couldn't go 2 blocks to save your life.
Oh.
Even if it manages to transmit to your intended contact, the radio's cheap receiver will most likely not be able to get a response. The Rhino doesn't even produce 5 watts. Actuality, it's around 4 or less. This is in effective radiated power, which is a complicated thing that includes effectiveness of the antenna system to determine exactly how much power is being radiated. I'm going to learn all this stuff eventually.
Mm-hmm.
The transmitter power output is something else entirely. In FCC documents, Garmin seems to indicate that their transmitter/antenna system has to put out 12 watts of the TPO to put out 4 or so watts of ERP. That's abysmal. And in some cases, it produces as little as 0.195 milliwatts of radiated power. It's poo. Further, there is no encryption in the Rhino. Encryption on GRMS is not permitted to be included in newly manufactured equipment in the U.S. or Canada. Thus, Garmin's system cannot be encrypted. It is a simple signal inversion system that can be broken by countless numbers of computer programs and the Rhino itself.
Well, fuck that.
Its best defense against interception is its piss-poor radio design that prevents it from being effective in long distances. The Rhino doesn't even let you use an external antenna. This new one and all the old ones are nothing more than expensive yuppie toys. I have a quality GRMS radio. It's a Motorola HT1000. Used in public safety/police radio. It's 5 watts transmitter power and a real antenna. I've run tests with a friend who has a similar radio in an urban environment, and we haven't even got more than a mile and a half of operation. Mm-hmm. However, with a repeater, we've talked over 45 miles in rural environments. It has worked 3 to 4 miles. I spent $175 on this radio and having it programmed. Wogs do not need to spend $600 on a piece of shit that won't work. There are many alternatives that are a fraction of the price and many times the quality.
Is that how much Rhinos are?
Yeah.
Oh.
As for the GPS locational awareness, I just read off the coordinates. If you want to communicate over 14 miles, you need to use a repeater or HF transceiver with a 9-foot antenna. Or a 9-inch. Is that 9-inch or 9-foot?
That'd be a foot.
9-foot
antenna.
Both of these require a license and expensive equipment. You could also stand on a mountain overlooking those you wish to talk to. This is known as hilltopping and is very effective. And that was sent to me by Smurf. So I got called on it. But
it's good to know.
Good to know.
Because people go out and buy that and go, Sean, fucking
Sean,
idiot.
Fuck me, man. Way to go, Sean. I was depending on you, and now my family's dead.
They're all
fucking dead. It's your fault, you fucking asshole. I'm going to drink some more. There you go. Dear Sean, it's me, Supermark Survivor, Quest D40. This is the sort yourself up.
Okay.
Yesterday, I stood and watched a coworker unfairly curse up some pizza guy for no good reason.
Okay.
And for what looked like up to 10 minutes. But not just him, by the cock, the boss, and even the phone operator. Okay, this is kind of a strange email.
Okay.
She made them demand her money back. When he gave it back while asking for change, she snatches the money out of his hand and cursed him out more for asking for his change and then just walked off. So he gave her change for the money, and he gave her the money back, can I have my change back? And she goes, no, fuck off, and she walks away with the money.
So he lost money in the deal.
Yeah. This sucks for the whole store, because now they won't come back here because of her. If they do, they're going to fuck with our food for what she did.
Uh-huh.
This is the third delivery place she's did this to.
always over some really petty shit. What pisses me off is after taking shit from her asshole customers, how does she turn around and do the same thing to someone in the same position as them? She's also as bad as the coworkers are, too. I'm at the point where I want to start pumping out an unwanted posters warning everywhere.
That's funny. Unwanted.
And giving them to every delivery place across the area not to deal with this woman under any circumstances whatsoever. I'm talking blackball this damn bitch, and no one else has to deal with a shit like this from my market. I can't even get my chow mein because they don't want to put up with her. P.S. Sorry if this is a little wordy. I tried my best to make this as short as I can. He wants to know what to do. She's got this evil coworker
who's wrecking it for everyone.
Now, there's a couple ways you can do this. One, you can kill the coworker.
Yeah.
That's illegal, immoral, and very wrong. So you can't do that.
That's right.
Another thing you could do is you could, you could do what you're saying, try to blackball her, but then you open up the whole big gateway there.
You could sit down and talk to her.
And say, why are you being such a vicious bitch to all these people? Of course, clearly this broad has got some, like, serious issues going on. Okay, she's all fucked up like February.
The world's unfair to her.
Now, I have another solution which will cost you a little bit more money, but in the long run will work out better for you.
Okay.
You've already got a bad cop in this scenario, so you want to be the good cop. Next time this happens, and the delivery guy's there, you wait for her to finish freaking out, or you walk up to her while she's doing it and say, you should shut up. Right there, right in front of the pizza guy, say, why don't you leave this guy alone, okay? He's having problems. Now, immediately what happens is the pizza guy goes, what the fuck? This guy here is on my side, right? You go, why don't you just shut your mouth? And then you walk away with the guy who's delivering the food from the chick. You walk away with the guy who says, please come here. Please come here. Don't mind her. And she'll freak. Now suddenly she's lost all power.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nobody backing her.
You're like, come here. And you walk the guy back out to his car. You give the guy, say it was a $15 meal. You give the guy $20.
Yeah.
And you apologize. You say, you know what? This woman is insane. I'm very sorry. My name is blah.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to deliver to here, you should ask for me. I will deal with you people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. This woman is damaged somehow. I do not have the ability to fire her. Please forgive me. Blah, blah, blah. Suddenly, you're on high because he's like, you're doing good cop, bad cop. He's like, holy crap. Well, this guy's really nice. What a bitch. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, you're a hero. Now, the chick is going to lose her fucking mind over this. She's going to go insane,
which
right?
is hilarious.
And all you're doing, you're not even doing anything wrong. If she goes around, he told me I was being unfair. Well, clearly, employer, when you look at the kind of image that she is portraying to the public based upon the business here, robbing people, as long as all countless witnesses and the whole floor sticks up their hands saying that she's like an evil bitch,
yep.
you make it happen like that.
Because it sounds like his coworkers would back him up.
Yeah, totally. So that would be my solution for that one. You wind up looking really good. You get your chow mein. And after you do that, you tip really well. Well, no one's going to fuck with your food.
$20 and a bit of bravery.
Yeah. And if they do are delimited, they go, here's everyone else's food and here's the girl's food.
Remember,
girl's food. It's got almond flavoring.
Strong almond flavoring.
Dear, now on to an opinion piece. Kind of like, I got two opinion pieces here.
Ooh.
37 minutes into the show. Kind of like that?
Yep.
Still on the feedback. Monday's shows are always a little bit more relaxed.
That's right. Got to speak to the public.
You got to speak to the peeps, man.
Yep. So keep it real.
Keeping it real. Real dumb.
Real dumb.
Dear Mr. Kennedy, you know you're in shit. Wait, they call you Mr.
Yeah, that's right.
This would be interesting to see if this lady gets any money or not. She bought a lottery ticket, amongst other items, on her dead mother-in-law's credit card.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
With the lottery ticket she bought on a credit card, which seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
She won the $1 million lottery, but they are not investigating the case. They're investigating the case, rather. If she's convicted, she could wind up with nothing. So she bought... She's
convicted?
Yeah, because she used her debt. It's illegal.
Oh, dead. Okay.
Right, she's dead. She uses a credit card from a dead person.
Right.
Buys a lottery ticket.
Does she pay the bills for the credit card every month?
Well, yeah. No, she doesn't.
Okay.
Even
then, you're impersonating a dead person, which is never good.
Yep. Now, what is your opinion of this situation? I'm kind of in the middle, but I'm leaning a bit on the she stole side. But she did win the money, so she could pay it off with the items she stole, and the remaining amount she can keep with the rest of the installment payments. Then again, if she didn't steal, she would not have gotten anything, and she'd still be a thief. Bottom line, she's a thief.
But good luck with this case. Just really glucose. So where do you ring in on this one? What do you think of this?
I think it depends on if she's paying the bills or not for that credit card. If, like, she's been maintaining it for 3 years.
Grandma's dead. She's got the credit card. She knows the bill's going
on. Went on a shopping spree.
Yep. And bought a lot or two.
Bought a whole bunch of stuff.
Yep.
It's not hers. Treat it as any other merchandise. She has to return all the rest of it. She has to return the lottery ticket. Doesn't matter if it's a winning one or a magic genie popped out of her or whatever.
Right. You don't think so?
No.
I think she should keep it. I do. Because it's like, what's she guilty of? She's guilty of theft. Guilty. Okay? She took the money. She's spending the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But that's it. She bought this stuff with the money.
Not her money.
Well, who gives it? It's nobody's fucking money. It's illegal to destroy money. She acquired, through whatever means, cash. Now, she's guilty of the theft of the credit card. Guilty's charged. Guilty. But it's her money. She's got it. She stole it. She rightfully stole that shit. Now, you could do this with, people do this shit with investments all the time.
What they could do is like, well, you stole $40,000 worth of stuff. Pay back $40,000, please.
Yeah.
We don't want this useless, used shit now because you probably wrecked half of it or ate half of it.
Yeah, and she's like, no problem. Here you go. I won this money because I was able to effectively manage
lottery ticket, $1.
Yeah.
There's the money back for it.
Yeah, to me.
Because I threw it away.
Like if I go and I steal $10 from my mom.
Yeah.
Okay. And I buy a lottery ticket and I win a bunch of money and I give my mom back the $10 and an additional $50. Well, you're still guilty of theft, but then you try to smooth it over with them. So it's begging forgiveness versus asking permission.
Yeah.
I think she should keep the money. I don't think she should have the money taken away from her. Whatever. It's just the lottery department trying to claim the moral high ground. And that's hilarious to me that the lottery is trying to claim the moral high ground with their stupidity.
No, it just happens to fall in line with the moral high ground.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, they'll just play that one, blah, 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 blah. I think she should get the money. That's my opinion. Whatever. Dear Sean, I've been looking around the web trying to discover myself. Online?
Online.
You're not there.
There I am.
You're not there. Trust me on this
one. Did you try Google?
Go outside, breathe for a while. I happened on the idea of Wicca or witchcraft.
Okay.
Not sure how much either of us know about it or how much we know is accurate, but I was curious as to what your take on Wicca / witchcraft is. Yours in love and hate, peace of war, Charusa, the Ronin, alien kitten.
Well, personally,
what's your take?
I don't need to latch on to other people's ideas to form my own.
Well, that's kind of a myth.
Well, I don't
because
like
you
know,
raised
like
by parents and stuff,
true.
And you know, you get your own beliefs.
But I don't need to adopt a complete belief structure from somebody and follow that one. I make my own up.
No, I'm going to call you on that one. You totally no. You read Adbusters. You listen to Noam Chomsky. You listen to Jell-O
Biafra. It's not one.
Oh,
one way. The one way.
Okay. Well, it's okay. It's not one.
Well, as soon
guy.
As I find a vague and atheist religion, then there you go. I'll have to go look for it.
No. But I see what
right?
you're saying.
That's
here.
What I'm saying.
All right.
Like
so,
as Christians, their whole life revolves around the church
the
and the way they are taught from that place.
That's right. Yeah.
They think about everything that they do
is groupthink.
Is groupthink.
So yeah, you're.
What would my church say about this?
So you right? don't. What you're saying to me is that you don't want to fit into a mob mentality. You
yeah.
don't believe in mob mentality.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Because you got to make your opinions from something, be it books, media, whatever. Blah.
Yeah, but I take it from many outside influences.
Yeah, and
it's not one.
It's not everyone who's all friends and they all peer pressure you into belief structure.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you think of the Wiccan witchcraft thing? What's your take on it?
I don't know enough about it. I've heard that it's all about, being at one with nature.
Right.
That's about it.
It's one with nature.
Being, I don't know.
Let me tell you about Wicca, okay, and witchcraft. See, unfortunately, I was raised Wicca. See, I know a little bit about this stuff.
You would if you were raised that.
Well, my mom was Wicca.
Right, yeah.
But, now, the whole thing was originally started by this guy named Gardner. And there was this thing called Gardenian witchcraft, and he did this whole series of stuff when he was all like, sky clad, running around naked outside, and everybody smoking shit, talking about god and goddesses and stuff like that. And this is where the whole Wicca things come from. They claim it's the old time religion. So they took like these pagan beliefs, so they say.
Yeah.
And they convert them to modern times. God, goddess, the seasons, and all this kind of stuff. All of this is actually false. Okay.
Okay.
That's just what they try to sell you. But in the deeper Wiccan levels, it's about child sacrifice and murder. Entirely, all witchcraft, unfortunately, if you check the old texts,
yeah.
There was this guy named Torquemada, And he had some shit going on, and he knew how to deal with witches, let me tell you.
Well, you hear about that. With religions, you have the surface stuff, right?
But once you get
underneath that,
to the Wiccan stuff.
The level 8 or 9.
Oh, yeah. It's all about drinking blood and killing babies.
That's right.
They're all baby killing.
Just like Scientology, on the surface, we're helping people.
Oh, yeah, we're helping people.
But then,
like, guys, oh, yeah, we like nature. Nature's good. And then they're like, get your kid. And they're like,
oh, baby blood.
But seriously, one of the major big Wiccan bands.
They'll have their straws
them.
Out. Watch well, for the straws.
Oh, yeah.
They stick it in your
head. Stainless steel straws. Like, if you, there's a lot of Wiccan symbology in that movie, Blade. You know, that whole that rave thing they do? That's based it's purely on a Gardenian ritual where they dance and then the blood's sprays down on the crowd. Mm. The Bohemian Grove stuff where they got the big owl and shit. And I don't know if you've seen this. Yeah, that's all Wiccan.
Yeah.
Most of, if you look at Anton Sandon LaVey, the guy who did this, he wrote two books. He wrote the Satanic Bible and, what a shock, the Satanic Witch!
Really? You
know, oh, yeah. Yeah, he wrote a second book called The Satanic Witch.
Ah.
Lots of rituals in there. Witches are bad, man. They've been bad for thousands of years. They're readily identified. You can always tell. There's the pagans.
Well, they try to separate themselves from the bad witches.
Right? Oh, the bad. Well, it's easy to tell the bad ones. I mean, the ones who are just sort of mildly misled are usually, you know, they're smoking some good shit. And they're like, yeah, the earth is our mother and all that kind of shit, right? And then the bad ones, they get really bad because there's like a rank structure. The early stages, right? You just kind of, they start getting really skinny. Then, you know, generally, at the initial stages, they start dyeing their hair black. And this is where they get into the cult thing. Yeah, yeah. Bob Larson talks
clothing.
A lot about this. Yeah, Bob Larson, he's good. He's another resource. And then what happens is as they get more involved, they, after the black hair, you know, usually they get a little bit more gaunt. And this is where things get a little strange.
They get it familiar.
It's true. Well, what they do is you can always tell them because they actually feed their familiar's blood. Anything can be a familiar, but they have to feed their blood.
Okay.
And what they used to do is they actually have to check where they do bloodletting on familiars and stuff like that in the old Torquemada trials. That's why you do examine the bodies and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
And over time, gradually, they start becoming kind of greenish witches. They do.
You see that in the stories, right?
Well, yeah,
but
that's where it comes from. It's all mostly based in fact.
Most things are.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's like,
and they get together, and if you look at they're all really haggard, really sharp noses. You know, they do that, and that's
so physical transformations.
Oh yeah,
can take place.
Now
there's,
I know,
power
you're an atheist,
it.
And you know, don't fuck with witches, man.
Yeah.
They're and then at the higher levels when they're really getting in there and shit like that, well. You know, I know you don't buy into any of this stuff, but I'm here to tell you, man. If there's a witch in your neighborhood, you know.
So you'd say it's time to bring back the burning.
Well.
And the dunking, and the drowning.
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways you could tell whether people are actually, you know, doing the right kind of witchcraft or not.
Yeah.
Usually what I do is I get them and nail their feet to the floor. That's the first thing they have. You nail their feet to the floor.
So they're bound by their physical form?
Usually? Oh, yeah. Yeah, witches, yeah. But, they're all, you know, mostly. Only women can be witches, right off the top. Men can't be witches. That's a big myth.
Yeah.
I'm totally fucking with you. Okay. Halloween special, Okay, seriously. witches are like, look, man, all it is just a pagan rehash, okay? And don't go looking to, like, go forwards, don't go backwards, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, just because, you know, you don't like these religions, don't reach to one that's older, because then what's better than that? Let's go back to the caves and we'll start worshiping cows and stuff. Like, come on, man.
And rocks.
You know, go worship a rock or something. Come on, you don't need religion, all right? We live in a brilliant time. You want to try to find yourself because you don't know where you are. What you need to do is you need to meditate, do some thinking. You know, think about what it is to be alive, to be conscious, to be a living entity and stuff like that.
Think about good, think about evil, think about what you need to do to make
morality,
yourself happy.
I mean, you're looking around, but you're not going to find it in some cult. No one's going to be able to tell you what you are. And if you just, you know, fall into these traps, where's these witches who, you know, dude, just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's like this weird sort of self-delusion that people do with all religion. Just abandon that shit, okay? We don't need religion anymore. You don't need religion. All you need, if you want to get religion, get into the Matsumi Mashiro stuff. I mean, he talks a lot of spiritual shit in his comics. Read the Ghost in the Shell stuff. Where he talks about, you know, the existence and the soul and the spirit and all this kind of stuff. It's really good stuff, and
that makes you think.
It scratches the itch.
Yeah.
You know, if you got that religion itch, go read some Ghost in the Shell manga. Go read, check out some
philosophical stuff.
Yeah, Living Thoughts of Thoreau and stuff like that. Go check out some Nietzsche. Be educated about it. Don't say, oh, well, it's about the god and the goddess and some goat-headed guy fucking under moonlight. That's bullshit.
Like you always say, it's a smorgasbord, right?
Take what you like, leave what you don't.
Yeah, do a lot of research and get the good stuff.
And remember, witches eat children. Yeah. Okay. Finally, I have to have one news story.
One, because it's newsreel.
And
right?
This is a scary fucking story. It's a real story.
Okay.
And this one will scare the shit out of you. Imagine now that you're this person, okay?
Okay.
Imagine this.
Okay.
This is sent to me by Wyandi.
Okay.
I'm just imagining how many people are fucking pissed at me.
Fucking
they're like, what the fuck are you saying,
man? They're typing up the email
yeah,
as
yeah,
you
right
keep...
Yeah, right now. They're just going on.
Then they're like, fucking kick.
So take all that anger and direct it at this news story, would you? Fake flu shots were given out last week at ExxonMobil Corporation. Exxon, okay? Big
what?
Fucking... Yeah, listen.
Fake flu shots.
Listen.
Okay.
At an ExxonMobil Corporation health fair... And an investigation was underway, authorities said. ExxonMobil spokeswoman Tracy A. Roberts said on Thursday that the Federal Bureau of Investigation told the company that the shots were administered were definitely not the flu vaccine.
What?
So their employees show up to this health fair, get shot up with something that sure as shit is not flu vaccine.
What was it?
FBI officials did not explain how they found out about the potential fraud.
Yeah.
ExxonMobil offered blood tests. And counseling up to the 1,000 employees who took part at the health fair.
Holy shit.
And the oil company's vast complex of refineries, chemical plants just east of Houston.
What the fuck were they doing?
Could be anything. Could be anti-neurotoxin. Could be some anti-terrorism thing. Could be some psycho. It doesn't appear that the fake shots were harmful. Doesn't appear that way. We don't know what it was.
They could have been testing their blood for drugs. They could have been...
No. They weren't taking blood. They were shooting shit into you. Okay, but steps were taken to ensure worker safety. Oh, like what steps?
Well,
did somebody ask what the fuck was in the needle? U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosberg said on a statement Thursday.
They were doing counseling. They could have been truth serum.
So they're doing counseling now afterwards because people are like, what did you shoot me up with? The FBI... And U.S. Food and Drug Administration are investigating what was used in the syringes and whether others might have received the fake vaccine. Why don't you just find out who you talk to? And this is one of those times where I'm like, guess what? You're going to tell me what was in that flu vaccine. I'm like, I'll be deboning your fucking arm if you don't tell me what was in the goddamn flu vaccine. The FBI and U.S. Food and Drug Administration are investigating what was in the syringes. And whether others might have received the fake vaccine. It's not vaccine. So it's fake vaccine. Others were receiving the fake plasma, the fake youth serum.
Fake.
What was it? They're not saying what it was. Jean Miller, another ExxonMobil spokeswoman, said the doctor provided the shots in Exxon's first use of an outside contractor for the health fair.
Well, I guess we better find that fucking doctor, hadn't we?
Yeah.
In the past, she said flu shots at Exxon health fairs have been offered by company medical staff.
Company medical staff.
Company medical staff shooting me up? Fuck you. Miller declined to identify the doctor because of the federal investigation. Could you imagine going there, getting shot up with something, and then finding out it is not?
And they won't tell you what it was?
We don't know.
We can't tell you who the doctor was either.
I'm sorry. I left my M14 in the trunk.
I seem to remember his face very clearly.
Yeah, I'm looking for that doctor. Hi, ExxonMobil. Yeah, I understand you guys own a doctor. Like, that fucker'd be dead then.
I'm sure there's somebody that took a picture of somebody else getting shot up.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the doctor's picture.
There he is. Let's go find it. Daily Hack today is Air Own, thanks to Datamag. This is a very cool thing.
Okay.
Wireless networking has experienced many black eyes in recent past due to the various ways it can be exploited and abused by people with malicious intent. Most people are familiar with every popular attack against WEP that can extract a key from the air in less than 5 minutes. There are also attacks against WPA that can crack a passphrase with only 4 bytes of data. Man-in-the-middle attacks have given an attacker full access to SSL encrypted files, and rogue access points can trick a victim into connecting with an attacker's network. While these various vectors of owning a victim are dangerous and need to be protected against and understood, this section will deal with a method that is not widely discussed, data traffic injection. And what this does means that you can inject banners and ads and media into traffic as you watch it, as well as extractions. Very, very interesting stuff. Yeah, very, very cool. Make sure you check that out.
This, and well, that's all I got for you today, but don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. Like, don't get shot up by your boss.
Yeah.
This would be a free radio broadcast sponsored by the generous donations of 71 total donators, 56 continuing subscribers from last month, plus 3 new subscribers and 12 one-time donations. And if you would like to keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca. Digital baptisms today. Admin Only's multiplayer online role-playing game is now known as Headspace. And thanks again to everyone in their assistance in gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any of the pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Marilyn Manson called Antichrist Superstar. And I'm going to leave you now with a track by ICP called I Don't Care. And thanks again for the Faygo Plasmonic Grid.
Yum, yum.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, then, until tomorrow, that's what server said. End of line.
Say I talk too much. I don't care, I talk too much. Mama say I failed in life. I don't care, I failed in life. Daddy says I drink too much. I don't care, I drink too much. People say I'm headed nowhere, and I don't fucking care. Jimmy Johnson's gonna die. Sarah Susie's gonna die. Everybody's dying slow. I don't give a fuck. I'm only short like 50 bucks. I couldn't get 50 fucks. I could really use some help. You could go and fuck yourself. Everybody's gonna die. Terror falling from the sky. Mothers with their children crying. I could give a fuck why. They say you'll never walk again. Well, like the Sega M. I think somebody stole my truck. Tell someone who gives a fuck. How much do they charge in there? Wait a minute, I don't care. I'ma shoot you in the face. I'll tell you how the bullets taste. Critics say you imitate. I don't give a fuck, you late. No 50 million people dying. Oh, I'm crying. Tell me all the things you saw as if I give a fuck at all. You see me sitting in the chair. Yeah, but I ain't even there. Everything you saying to me go right through me. If I was to pick it up, I'd have to give a fuck. And I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about you. About you. About you. About you. I can't do nothing about it. About you. About you. About you. I can't do nothing for you. About you. About you. I don't give a fuck about it. Rainforest burning down. War and riots all around. I'm inside like fuck them all. What's the main event on Raw? Poison, mad cow disease. I get that with double cheese. STD steady spreading. Bear back up in this net. I don't care. If I survive, give it to me point blank. Bet it.
Did you hit him?
Yes, and I don't give a fuck less.
Careful, it's a dark night. Get your money or your life. Take them both for all I care. Dump your bullets right here.
Come on. Notice on the door.
Addicted, crawling on the floor.
Ask me, did I ever care? Nah.
I don't care.